You're listening to Copeland Morgan Media, your source for investment property analysis, education, and advice. Find us online at copelandmorgan.com.
Finally, you get to the security deposit. Now it's the end. So the tenant leaves. There's the property manager goes in and starts charging for things. And then the owner comes into the picture, especially the local hands-on owner. See, it's nice when an owner's really far away, but sometimes the owner's close by and they go to the house and they say, oh, I want to charge them for this. And I want to charge them for that. And I want to charge for that. And like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And the property manager says, wait a minute. This carpet's 10 years old. I don't care. It's 10 years old. It was nice when they moved in. Anybody ever feel that way? It's like, it was beautiful when they moved in a year ago. It's trashed. I don't care that it's 10 years old. Well, maybe you don't care, but a judge cares. Now, if you do say, if you tell your property manager, I want you to claim this, and I want you to claim that, I want you to charge for this, charge for that. All right. So your property manager does it. You charge him for something. Your tenant then gets a lawyer. Now you're going to say, my tenant can't afford a lawyer. Biggest mistake. Your tenant doesn't need to afford a lawyer. Do you need to afford a lawyer to go to Morgan & Morgan? No. Why? Because if they win, they're going to get paid. Well, that's how it is now. There's lawyers out there who represent tenants, and they're making a killing. What they do is some are even advertising. They say, didn't get your security deposit back? Give us a call. Getitback.com. You know, there's actually a guy that had a similar type of website. And this is what happens, that they sue you. Now, maybe they sue you with an attorney. Maybe they sue you without an attorney, but you get sued. You get sued. And there you are in court. And the judge feels that you overcharged the tenant by $10. $10. Who won the lawsuit? The tenant. You will now have to pay all the attorney's fees of the tenant's attorney, if the tenant got an attorney. And like I said, there's so many attorneys out there who will take these cases for free because of the attorney's fee law. So you have to be aware of that. I've seen cases, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in attorney's fees over a dispute that was $500. Learn how to make problems go away. I tell people all day long when things come in, I'm like, I got one the other day, it was like $250. And they're asking me all these questions. And I'm like on the 10th email with them. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm 57 years old. I've been a lawyer for 31 years. And I'm helping this person battle out a $250 security deposit. I've actually taken money out of my pocket. I've been in mediations where we were so close. And I'm like, here's another $100. I'm paying for it. Let's be done with it. But you see the absurdity, how principle will just like make you do stupid things. Just learn the attorney fee law, learn that the prevailing party's entitled to an award of attorney fees. When your property manager says, no, we shouldn't charge for that, trust the property manager because they've seen the cases. They've been in court. They see how the tables get turned. Never for a moment think that your tenant will not get an attorney, because they don't need to pay that attorney. It's just like personal injury. In fact, it's worse in a lot of ways. The prevailing party gets an award of attorney fees and you get a big judgment against you. You don't want that to happen to you. So there's a lot of trust involved when it comes to that security deposit procedure. And when owners get involved in it, things fall apart all the time because the owners, you're emotionally involved. The worst thing you can do in this business, and I'm an investor myself, you know, that emotional involvement, especially when you painted that place, you fixed that place up, you put your sweat into that house and that tenant just destroyed it. There's nothing that will twist your mind more than that. And I understand that totally. But that's where, let it go. Let somebody else deal with it. Let somebody else have that problem. Get that problem off your mind and focus on what you do best. And that's, to me, that's how you're a success in this business.
Thank you for listening to the Copeland Morgan Media Real Estate Podcast. As you can imagine, producing this great educational content takes a lot of effort and commitment on our part. We only ask one thing in return. Please subscribe to our podcast using your favorite podcast app or by visiting copelandmorgan.com/podcast. And remember, there's no greater compliment than referring us to a friend or colleague. Until next time, I'm Jeff Copeland.